Everybody loves hot, fresh, and delicious kettle corn. One of Kim's favorites is California kettle corn, family owned and operated since the summer of 2007. Every golden kernel of this superior quality popping corn is American grown in the Midwest and hand popped with care in California. You can find this amazing kettle corn being freshly popped at fairs, farmers markets, local events, and at the Newberry Park Shop. Come try a truly unique kettle corn experience with high quality kernels. California kettle corn, hand popped and homemade. We love it and know you will too. Book your next event. Call 805-715-1500. That's 805-715-1500.
Kiwanis Club of Thousand Oaks presents the 6th Annual Brew Fest. You'll never have more fun donating to charity than at the Thousand Oaks Brew Fest. Experience over 19 craft breweries, along with local restaurants and live music by the well-known Southern California band Injun. This exciting event takes place at the Conejo Creek North Lakeside Park, a relaxing oasis behind the well-known Thousand Oaks Library, and the perfect location to enjoy your afternoon. Come join us for some amazing craft beer and meet local brewers that put their heart and soul into making the best beers in the county. We look forward to seeing you there. For more information, visit www.tobrewfest.com. That's www.tobrewfest.com.
Let's get it started in here.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is the Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. I am so excited to be here. And, of course, Chad's joining me this morning. Welcome, and thank you for joining us.
Good morning. How's everybody this morning?
Very good. And, of course, Chad is the founder of Paw Works. And if anyone is in, you know, needing a new best friend, oh, my God, we got lots of dogs and cats. And
we do.
Right?
We have tons. We have come to one of our adoption centers, either at the Pacific View Mall or the Oaks Mall, and come meet your best friend.
There you go. I love it. I love it. I love my animals. You guys all know I'm very passionate. I've actually just joined their board, and I'm excited to be sharing that with everyone. Well, for anybody that's just waking up, starting your day in a positive way, I'm so glad that you are here. We talk about the brighter side of life. And of course, I want to start our show with something uplifting. Be a pineapple, stand tall, wear a crown, and be sweet on the inside. Very good for this morning. Okay, I know. Yeah, he's got his punching bags on. I'm telling you. I know.
Feisty.
What's going on? Lots of you know.
Life.
I don't know. Life. Yeah, life happens. Trust me. I get that. Anyways, I do want to say give out our phone number here, and that phone number is 805-419-0008. 419-0008. We'd love to give back here on the Kim Pagano Show, and all you have to do is call in. We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question with for one of our guests, if you have a question and you want to be at one of our events that we're doing, all those things we would love to share with you. Also, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all those places. If you miss our show, we've got our podcast, and that is iTunes/The Kim Pagano Show. And also, our shows are downloaded on KimPaganoShow.com. If you have a business or an event, we want to be there to help you, to share that, to have you be a part of it and us be a part of what you're doing. So again, use that phone number, 805-419-0008. I do want to also remind you that we are here all the way till 8 o'clock, and we're here every Saturday, starting your day in a positive way. That's what our show is all about. And of course, life happens to all of us, but it's all about how we receive it, how we walk through it, and how we, you know, have the attitude of gratitude. That's what this is all about. And anyways, I'm so excited to share a bunch of my great guests with you. My first one is Heather Ash. Amara, and her book is Warrior Goddess Training. I need to get that going on, huh? And Become the Women You Are Meant to Be. Also, we have Destiny Foster talking about Out of the Darkness, a community walk. I think this is something that is so needed right now. There's a hole in our community and for mental health or depression and all that. And I just really want to really get the word out about this. So I'm really, I think this is a super important topic. So with that, I want to talk about some of our great giveaways and our mentions and all that good stuff. So Tom, can you help us with that?
How about I throw out some giveaways?
There you go.
And then we can have some mentions.
Okay.
We have the Kiwanis Club of Thousand Oaks presents the 6th Annual Brewfest. You'll never have more fun donating to charity than the Thousand Oaks Brewfest. You'll experience over 19 craft breweries, along with local restaurants, live music by the well-known Southern California band Ignition. This exciting event takes place at the Conejos Creek North Lakeside Park, a relaxing oasis behind the well-known Thousand Oaks Library. Also, we have California Kettle Corn is high-quality kernels, hand-popped and homemade, family-owned since 2007. You can get more information about them at cakettlecorn.com. That's cakettlecorn.com. You can win a gift certificate or tickets right now by calling 805-419-0008. 805-419-0008. Name, number, email address, and a team member will contact you back.
There you go. So let's just start off with Brewfest tickets. And of course, that again is the 6th annual one. And it's happening August 24th, Thursday. We'd love to get you there. So call in right now at 805-419-0008. I do want to do a couple mentions here. Rubicon Theater Company presents Incognito. And we're going to have tickets for that. That is going to be amazing. And of course, that runs Wednesdays through Sundays and starting September 13th through October 1st. So another great show. Another thing, Wings of Camarillo. I'm not sure if you mentioned that, but Wings of Camarillo is August 19th and 20th this weekend. And
already here?
Yeah, I know. Everything is just flying.
I'm getting old.
By. Yeah. Well, and I would love to share a pair of tickets with that. Let's put that on the table right now, too. So, again, 805-419-0008. All right, let's bring our first guest on. I'm really excited to talk with her. Heather Ash, are you there?
I am. Hi, Kim.
How are you? We're just taking care of business first. So, anyways, how are you? And tell me a little bit about yourself. I'm so glad you're here.
Yeah, I'm so happy to be on the show with you. I live in New York. I am an author, and my passion is helping women to find their voice and their full power.
I love it. I have the same passion. I'm also a hair therapist, and so I really believe that, some of the men too, we don't know our purpose. We don't feel our purpose and our power. And I just love that. And so that's something I just love to empower people to live their best. So I'm excited to hear what you have to say.
Yeah. And it's interesting because especially for women, this is somewhat true for men as well, but for women, it wasn't very long ago that we had external freedom. Mm-hmm. So we just about 100 years ago got the right to vote. Now we're really blessed that we can choose who we want to partner with, pretty much have any job we want. So while I see in the West that we women have a lot of external freedom, what I've noticed is we don't have as much internal freedom. We still compare ourselves. We judge ourselves fiercely. We often have really low self-esteem. And so my desire is to help women to come back home to themselves, to stop thinking, I should be this, I should be other, I should be like this other woman, but to really get curious about who am I? What do I want to bring? What are my gifts that I bring to the world?
Yeah. And now, is this your first book?
It's not. I have a previous book called Toltec Path of Transformation.
What is it?
It's all about inner and outer change.
Say that again. What is it?
It's called The Toltec Path of Transformation.
Oh, that's interesting. So this is a big flip.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and I have a new one coming out called Awaken Your Inner Fire, which I'm super excited about.
Ooh, okay. All right. We need to keep talking then. I love that. Chad, you were saying something?
Yeah, I had a question. Because I know your focus is women and finding the, you know, internal freedom, but don't you find that just in general, you know, in the times that we're at with social media, that it's across kind of the board, I think. You know, society in general, we're not finding our internal freedom to be able to, you know, feel good about ourselves because there's so much with social media and you can never get away from it anymore.
Yeah, it's really true. And I do believe that all of us have created this image of perfection that we're constantly comparing ourselves against. And social media does not help because people are only posting the best of the best. And so for all of
so
us,
everything looks cheery outside,
home.
Right?
I don't always post the
yeah.
best
no,
of the
I
best.
No, I know. You really don't. I'm like, oh, God, Chad's having a bad day. Like, you know, no. You know
I kind of flipped off the world the other day, and I got the most comments I've ever gotten. I was like, I guess I should do this more often.
Well, it's real. People want to be real. They don't want to, like, you know, even though I talk about the brighter side, if you listen to my shows, it's the brighter side of how you came out of the brighter side.
Yeah.
It's not that we wake up every day,
we all have bad
you know?
Days.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Own it.
Exactly.
Own it big time. I'm telling you. Yeah. So yeah, definitely.
Be real.
Yeah. And so what inspired you to write this book, the Warrior Goddess book, and why do you think that they have struck such a chord with women?
I was inspired partially by watching my own journey of feeling that I was getting more and more free and getting away from that terrible self-judgment and comparison. And what I noticed with the women that I was working with, and I just kind of fell into working with women, I feel like I was drafted. The first thing I went to teach, I thought, oh, there'll be like 10 women to show up. I just want to share what I'm learning. And 60 women showed up. And
wow.
That was it. I was suddenly a teacher. Even though I was one of the shyest people on the world.
I was just going to say, you know, it's interesting. I wouldn't say I was shy, but I didn't really have a lot of wording. I was like a woman of little words, you know? And
really?
Now I really was. That's how I grew. I know, crazy, you would think, huh? But here I am, a radio host and do emceeing, and I've got a woman's support group. Now, did you start a group?
Yes, I ended up starting a group.
And what's your background?
I grew up in Southeast Asia and traveled all over the world by the time I was 15. So I came to the United States to go to college. And when I landed here, I felt really disconnected and I felt like something was wrong and I couldn't name what that was.
Okay.
So I got into politics really big for many years, realized that wasn't exactly what I was looking for, and then started studying different spiritual traditions and different healing modalities. And so that's been my path for the last 30 years. And really
Perfect.
Finding what are the tools that work. I'm super passionate about how do we take concept into action so that we can make concrete changes in our life and not just think about them, but actually make them real.
Okay, so give us an example for that. And I do want to remind anybody that's just waking up with us, starting your day in a positive way here on the Kim Pagano Show, that we're talking with Heather Ash Amara. I love your name, Heather Ash. Is that your middle name or is that the whole name?
The whole name.
I
My
like
nickname
that.
Was Ash for many years. Yeah,
oh,
so I
very
just
cute.
Put it all together.
Okay, Heather
yeah.
Ash. Okay. So give us an example. And what would somebody find if they went to your group? What would they learn from you?
Well, here's an example. So we have habits and patterns and agreements that we take on from our society, from our religion, from just our experience with our peers. And so let's say that you never use your voice. And that is familiar. And so anytime someone says, hey, do you want to go to Italian food? You go, I don't know. Where do you want to go?
Mm-hmm.
And you've been doing that your whole life.
Right.
Like demurring to please other people.
Right. You're a pleaser.
You're a pleaser. And one day you decide, I'm going to change that pattern. I want to change that pattern. I don't want to be a pleaser anymore. When you first change the pattern, it's going to feel super uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
So the first time you go to change the pattern and someone says, where do you want to go to lunch? You're either going to go, I want to go to Italian! Or you're going to have all this energy behind it. Or you're going to go, well, I kind of would like to go to Italian. Would that be okay with you? Do you think it'd be all right? Are you sure? Are you doing mine? So either you're going to go way overboard, probably, or
Or you're going to be very timid.
By the way, if someone does that, I'm not going to Italian with them. I'm going to be like, we're having a drink in your house.
I love it. We're not going out. We're not taking you anywhere like that.
No.
Yeah,
but you're right. You know, people are, you know, sometimes you need to be able to learn to have a voice, right?
Yes, and it takes time. And so I always remind people, go towards the discomfort. If you want to change your life and change your patterns, don't avoid the discomfort. Actually turn and go towards it, and it'll get easier. But anytime we're making change, in the short run, it may not feel good, but in the long run, it's going to bring you more in touch with yourself, your authenticity, and your self-respect. So look at short, you know, look at long-term goals and nourishment, and support yourself through the short-term discomfort.
Heather, we need to take Heather Ash. We need to take a really quick break, but will you stay with us?
Absolutely.
Okay, because what I want to talk about when we come back is, you know, a lot of us want to change, or they might not know who they really are or what their gifts are, or, you know, they might feel so insecure that they don't know if it's going to work for them, and they don't want to lose all their friends or their relationship by changing, because they've kind of set themselves up. I think that, can you talk with us about that?
Absolutely. I would love to.
Okay, great. All right. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And I'd love to do another giveaway. And we've got, everybody loves this. We haven't had this for a while, but Pete's Breakfast House. And of course, they serve the best breakfast. They're all over down here in Ventura. And I'd love to share some with you. If anybody loves fresh omelets, fresh buttermilk pancakes, fresh waffles, this is the place to go, and we've got a gift certificate for you. So call in right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Like a small boat on the ocean, sending big waves into motion, like how a single word can make a can make an explosion. And all those things I didn't say.
Diana J. Anthony of Big Rich Realty and Bolt Equities Incorporated is a hardworking broker with 23 years of experience in Ventura County, from Westlake to Carpinteria. Experience isn't expensive, it's priceless. Diana started a real estate career in Hawaii and then in Malibu. Her specialties are educating buyers and sellers about the pitfalls in this ever-changing market. Additionally, she has extensive experience with short sale transactions, foreclosures, commercial, and investment property. When you hire Diana, you will be gaining a friend for life with a heart of gold and a world of knowledge. Visit her website, dianajanthony.net, or call 805-340-6135. That's 805-340-6135. California BRE 0119-0308.
What does it mean to be human? Award-winning playwright Nick Payne of Constellations explores this question in the West Coast premiere of Incognito, playing at Rubicon Theater September 13th through October 1st. Directed by Indie Award-winning director Catherine Farmer of the Niebrock Trilogy, Incognito received an Outer Critics Circle Award nomination for Outstanding New Off-Broadway Play last year. Incognito will leave you thinking and feeling long after seeing this profoundly touching drama. Incognito runs Wednesdays through Sundays. For tickets, call 805-667-2900, 667-2900, or go to RubiconTheater.org.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show. Finally, on KVTA.
All right, welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for waking up with us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. I do want to introduce our next guest. Destiny Foster is here, and we're going to be talking about Out of the Darkness Community Walk, American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. Welcome and good morning. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Good.
Thank you for having me.
You're so welcome. Right now, I do want to remind all of our listeners that we were talking with Heather Ash Amara. We're talking about the warrior goddess training and becoming the woman you are meant to be.
we had talked about, you know, so many women are afraid of change and afraid of having their voice, and even a lot of men. I mean, a lot, you know, we're afraid. We're kind of like, we already have our story. We're kind of safe in our story. How do we kind of, you know, I mean, it took me a long time to be the person that I wanted to be. You know, you kind of like set out a goal, almost like how you set out for goals in your life. You know, you want to be a radio host. What are the steps to take to get there? You know, you want to open a business. What are the steps to get there? I believe it would be the same kind of thing that we'd be talking about. Heather Ash, talk to us a little bit about that.
It is true that it's so much easier to stick with what feels familiar, mm-hmm. even if it's causing us to suffer. So there's a way that when we feel we have the willingness to change, one of the first steps is to start building a new community.
Ooh,
because probably
I like that.
The community that you have now, like, is from your old dream, as I would put it, and you want to create a new dream. And so you want to start surrounding yourself with people that are doing what you want to do, that support you unconditionally, that aren't saying, we know who you are, we need you to stay the same.
Wow, that's a huge thing. I totally agree with that, because it's kind of like in my industry, I'm also a hair therapist. And so, and probably as a therapist, you know, you start out as assistant and you stay in the same salon, you're always going to be an assistant. So you need to go into a different place where they respect you and your talents, and you move to a different spot. And I would probably think, I know it's a little different, but that would be the same, you know, people that maybe know that you had problems before, they knew your history. Now you walk in and you try this new person, new face. And I think that's really good.
It really helps. That's why when I do workshops, we bring women together and we have a huge online community so that women get to know other women that are supportive and want to know who they're friends are growing into. And then when you get solid, then your family, your friends will change around you. Mm-hmm. Like, they see the new you, and you're not trying to prove yourself. You're just being happy. You're just being yourself more.
Yeah.
Then the people around you adjust.
I love that. I think that's such a great advice right there. Why is it important for both men and women to learn about the divine feminine and masculine energies? Talk to us about that.
We want to really call in inspiration. Mm-hmm. And for me, when we're working with the divine masculine, the divine feminine, what we're calling in is something that's larger than us, that inspires us to not just live from our to-do list, but to open up and to connect more with nature, to connect with the invisible world, to open our hearts. And so this place of connecting more with images and stories of the divine feminine and the divine masculine help us to expand and grow.
Very interesting. Okay. So when you have your meetings, how often do you meet?
I do workshops, 3-day workshops in different parts of the country, and I take groups to Mexico and Peru and India. And then I have an online circle that meets like once a week for 9 months.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, so lots of different offerings. I try and vary what I do so people can plug in at different places. And we have a really robust Warrior Goddess Tribe online. So it's a Facebook group that is open to any woman that wants to join. It's a closed group, and there's now about 15,000 of us in that group. It's been really beautiful, the amount of support that's happening.
Uh-huh. And is there a cost to that?
No, that is free.
Yeah. And let me ask you, you have a book, obviously. Is it The Warrior Goddess? I didn't get mine yet, so I'm hoping it's on its way. But Warrior Goddess Training, is all this in there?
Yes, there's a lot of information in Warrior Goddess Training. Then there's a Warrior Goddess Companion book, which is a lot about how to take action in the world. Mm-hmm. And then Warrior Goddess Way is the third in this series.
Oh, so you have
three. And the new book coming out is Awaken Your Inner Fire.
Wow, I love that. And so how can we stay centered and present even in difficult times? Because that's probably the biggest lesson I've learned. I tell you, this last couple of years has been really difficult on me. And I probably have learned the most about myself and staying on track and knowing that, okay, this is kind of one of those low days. I'm going to kind of lay off.
Stay low.
Yeah, stay low. And then, you know, well, when you can't give, You know, it's almost like how do you not give? You just don't give. You know what I mean? You have to honor your body,
for
you know?
A moment.
Yeah. So what's your thought on that?
That we want to give ourselves the space to transform over time. And that one of the things I found the most helpful is to understand that obstacles are always going to arise. And an obstacle in our life, a challenge, doesn't mean we're doing something wrong. Sometimes it means we're doing something right because we're turning towards our fear. And any obstacle that arises, whether it's a known or welcome obstacle or something that's out of the blue and really difficult, if we face it and we say, you are a worthy obstacle, because we know that obstacle is going to help us get stronger, more resilient, more present, more ourselves, that we're going to use the obstacle to help us open our heart more and stay with ourselves, not abandon ourselves, it becomes easier on the journey. And it's still going to be challenging, but like as you said, Kim, that it's the times that we have the most challenges that we also grow the most.
Absolutely. And you know what? Everything in our life is there for a reason, I believe, and it's a chance to grow. If we don't grow from it, it's going to be put on our plate again and again and again. And it's like, okay, I get it. Okay. You know, you don't have to give me this problem again anymore. And you know, it's kind of like we just have to take note of it. A lot of people don't learn and don't listen and don't take note of it. And so unfortunately, you know, you see our kids, our teenagers sometimes, you know, it's like, oh my God, it's like if you don't put gas in your car, you're going to run out of gas, but they don't get it. And I don't understand, you know, Destiny, you're a therapist. And now, Heather Ash, are you a therapist?
No, I'm not.
Okay. So as a therapist, I welcome you to kind of join in with us. What are we missing? You know what I mean? As human beings, you know, what's your thought on that?
Well, I think you guys are right on track with paying attention to it and taking it as an opportunity to learn and to grow from that. I work with individuals who struggle with addiction, and just last week I was telling somebody who was looking into that ugly mirror and seeing it and was feeling embarrassed. And I said, you know, what you're doing by looking in that mirror is courageous, because lots of people live in denial and they choose not to look at what the opportunity they can learn from.
I love that. Yeah. I love that. Yeah. So, okay. So tell me, just if somebody was to attend one of your meetings, what would happen there and what would we learn?
Through the workshops, I do a lot of exercises like partner shares with people so that they can start looking and unpacking what the old story is, what they've been telling themselves that's no longer working, and exploring how to look at themselves in a new way, how to get a new perspective. Also, how to speak their truth and do that in a really graceful, present way.
Mm-hmm.
How to learn how to make boundaries from an open-hearted place. So, and we have a lot of fun as well. I found that we learn best when we're enjoying ourselves rather than feeling like I have to fix myself and I'm going to grind down and push to make myself a better person.
Right.
Never works.
Yeah, I totally
agree. So we play a lot with each other.
Wow. And do you ever do like, you know, it's interesting when you're saying partnerships, do you ever, I mean, when somebody shares their story, that's what I love best about my show, is when somebody shares their story and somebody else hears that they're not the only ones going through it.
Exactly.
That's what helps. So do you do that?
Absolutely. Because it is, so often we think that it's just our issue. And the moment we start talking to ourselves and talking to each other, we're willing to share our, then we recognize, oh, this is not just me. This is something that's actually common. Suddenly the shame and the embarrassment disappears.
Right.
And that is what starts the healing.
I love that. And so many of these things are universal. They are.
Yes.
It's like the step of life, you know, you just kind of marriage, you know, the longer you're married, you see that, okay, everybody has problems, right? But it's like, can you get to the other side or not? You know, I mean, it's just, it's, you know, teenagers growing up, having elderly parents. It's all, there's just, it's the way of life. And, you know, so that's why I chose to look at the brighter side of life, because Life's going to happen, whether we're laying down, kicking, standing up, whatever we're doing. And that's what we're doing. So again, Heather Ash, I'd love to talk to you more. And I love what you're doing. Where can my listeners find out about you and your book?
Thanks, Kim. They can learn more about me at Heather Ash Amara. That's my website.com. And then also on Facebook, I have an author page, Heather Ash Amara.
Okay, perfect. Well, I hope that if you can send me your books, and I'd love to have you back.
Absolutely.
Okay, perfect. And share my show with everybody. I love what you're doing. Thank you. Keep it up.
Will do. Take good care.
All right. We're going to take a really quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk with Destiny Foster. And, of course, I invite everybody out to Out of the Darkness Community Walk. That's going to be happening. We're going to find out a little bit more about. And, of course, that's the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. I'd love to share something now. And I've got Camarillo Skyway Playhouse presents the last 5 years. And, of course, I'd love to get some tickets out there. So call us right now. If you've never been there, they're located at 330 Skyway Drive in Camarillo, and it looks like a good one. So again, call us right now at 805-419-0008. Stay with us. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We'll be right back.
Saturday and Sunday, August 19th and 20th, enjoy a day honoring veterans as the Camarillo Wings Association hosts the 37th annual Wings Over Camarillo Air Show, presented by California Aeronautical University. Come meet Lieutenant Colonel Robert Friend, one of the surviving Tuskegee Airmen known as the Red Tail. Stop by the veterans tent to take photos and talk to all the heroes. There'll be flight demonstrations featuring military fighters, bombers, and transports, aerobatic acts by racing legend Vicky Benzing, local pilots Judy Phelps and Sammy Mason. Kids, check out the STEM Pavilion to learn more about drones, see the local high school robots in action, or play with the many interactive displays. There's also a classic car display and parade. It's a full day of fun for the entire family. It's open at 9 a.m. Parking is free with shuttle service to the gate. Kids 12 and under are free. For online ticket specials and more information, go to wingsovercamarillo.com. So August 19th and 20th, don't miss the Wings Over Camarillo Air Show at the Camarillo Airport.
Roger that.
Ventura Water is dedicated to providing our community with quality water and wastewater services 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We've been delivering drinking water from local sources since 1923, cleaning wastewater for more than a century, and preventing stormwater pollution for the past two decades. Ventura Water, a trusted life source for generations. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call 805-667-6500. That's 805-667-6500.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for being here. I do want to remind you that we are here all the way till 8 o'clock. And of course, on our 8 o'clock show, we've got Karen Whiting with her book, 52 Weekly Devotions for Busy Families. And then we have Eric Sternad and Lisa Rossi coming from Interfaith Children and Family Services about their fourth annual Hope and Harvest Benefit. And of course, Paint It Purple event that's happening. And then we've got Marvin Fisher talking about Herman Bennett Foundation and supporting the military service dogs. And so we've got a lot of fun happening here. Right now we've got Destiny Foster, and of course we're talking about Out of the Darkness Community Walk. When is that exactly? Is it the 24th?
No, it's September 16th.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, September 16th. Mm-hmm. And so we've got time, and I'd love to see all my listeners out there supporting this. I think there's a huge hole for parents, and even, I mean, you see what's going on in our community. So many people, life is really hard right now with, you know, just, you know, work and the community and
politics.
I was going to, you know, I mean, there's just so many things happening. It's a very unsure, you know, world. And so for people that don't have stableness in their life, what do they do? And this is kind of what you specialize in, correct?
Yes. Yeah. So it's definitely a difficult time for a lot of people. And I think some of the people that we have at the walks, it's it's a place that they can be supported. Of course, it is surrounding suicide prevention and awareness, but it's all walks of life come to our walks. And I actually got involved in it about 3 years ago. I'm not only a therapist, but I'm a suicide attempt survivor myself. And going to those walks, I found an overwhelming amount of support, and it helped me kind of release some of the shame that I felt about my struggles.
So let me ask you, and I appreciate you sharing that with us too, is, and I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in that, one, we're talking with Destiny Foster. I'm not sure if I said that before, but, it seems like a lot of the teens are just turning to, I'm going to just kill myself. I've never heard it so freely before. Why? Does that mean that they're really thinking about it, or does it mean that they're trying to scare us, or is that meaning like we used to say, I'm really depressed, but has it just elevated, or what's your thought on that?
Personally, my opinion on that, I think it could be a lot of different things, and depending on the teen and what they're struggling with, could indicate, you know, a bigger issue. Most of suicides that we know of, there is a history of mental illness with that individual. So for some teens, you know, unfortunately, it is out there in the media. So we've got some teens that maybe have been struggling with depression or bipolar disorder. And, you know, they hear about a friend or somebody on the news. And unfortunately, you know, it's kind of glorified or seen as this is the only option. And so then it's seen as this happened, then I'm going to do this. And as you know, teens are very impulsive and their brains aren't fully developed yet. Cognitively, they're not using that higher brain functioning where they can make logical decisions all the time. So that's a piece of it as well. But I think that's where society, we have a role in educating them that it's not a knee-jerk reaction. These are things that teens probably have been struggling with for a long time, especially with bullying and all the other issues that they have in this day and age. It's not just, oh, my boyfriend dumped me and I'm going to go kill myself. You know, it's been happening for a while. And so by us talking about it more and sharing our stories, we're opening the door for people to feel comfortable in saying, I've had these thoughts, and not shaming them for it, not pleading with them, not telling them, you know, it's wrong, but listening to them and trying to help them feel comfortable and getting help.
I also think that the core family has changed. I mean, me growing up, I was raised by a single mother, but I also had my grandparents. So, and it was three boys, and we always had family dinner together. I mean, it doesn't matter how busy we were. We didn't have social media. We didn't have all this other thing interfering. So we always had that family time where I think now, and I'm guilty of this as well with my family, where there's so much going on nowadays and we don't come back to the core family. So we're not talking. We're not, you know, discussing things. We're not noticing our children as much. One thing about our son, and you know, he's adopted, so we fought to have him. So when you fight to be a parent, you're hypersensitive about everything. I mean, if he gets a bruise, we're like, where did that come from? So I think we just don't talk like we used to. I think it's changed a lot.
And I totally agree with that. But here's what happens, and maybe you can, you know, how old is, you know?
He's nine. Almost 10.
Okay, yeah. So when they become a teenager, and I always, every night I wanted to see my kids and every morning see their eyes so I could know where they were at and what was going on. But as they become teenagers, they're not in your, you know what I mean? I'm like trying to get them to be home and trying to, you know.
But you've always known when something was wrong.
Absolutely. That's my gut as a mom and, you know, and even my husband as a dad.
Yes.
Yes. I'm very aware. There's a lot of parents that really.
Even when they're not talking to you, you know something's going on.
Yeah.
You know to be on alert. You know to notice these things. And I think because we don't do that all the time as parents anymore. I mean, there's a lot of parents, amazing parents out there.
Absolutely.
That do it every day.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of parents that don't because they're so overworked. And then the kids are being, nursed by social media and they're just.
But they're just trying to keep their lives going.
Absolutely.
That's the biggest problem. Okay. But what I'm saying is, so you know, honey, do you want to eat? No, mom, I'm not hungry. You know, they're depressed. They're, you know what I mean? They're overwhelmed and we can't fix them. what do we do? There's not a place to go, okay, I can't work with my son anymore, so could you help him? There's nothing.
Yes, and I think what you guys are highlighting is very important. It's asking. So, yes, we have the demands of the day, and you know, kids are busy, too, with all the after-school functions and things like that. But that if you have that gut feeling or you notice things, that they're sleeping longer, you know, all the textbook signs of depression, not eating, sleeping more, maybe not sleeping, maybe being irritable. That's common in adolescents and children's. So those kind of things, and as a parent, asking and not being afraid to ask. And I think that's part of the problem that we're seeing, is that people think, oh, well, they're just having a bad day, or, oh, they're moody, you know, especially with teenagers.
Or they'll grow out of it.
They'll grow out of it, you know.
It's just another phase.
Yep.
And yes. It never ends, you know. Yeah. So, okay. So what happens for parents? Because I really, this is something that, you know, I think it's a huge problem when they say, I don't want to live anymore. And, you know, we've had a lot of my friends, kids that have hung themselves. I just want to be right out there because I don't think anybody talks about it. In fact, you know, I don't think anybody talks about death. Okay. It's the only way out of here. And so many people sugarcoat it and don't talk about death. So then when death arrives, we're all at a loss. We just don't, you know, have it. And so how do we protect our kids? How do we protect our, you know, I mean, there's been a lot of, you know, husbands and wives that have killed themselves too. I mean, it's I don't know if we're older now and it's more prevalent or if times are harder. What's your thought on that?
I think it definitely has increased in recent years, but I think the problem's been there, but I think we're talking about it more. And, you know, unfortunately, you know, with celebrities recently killing themselves, that's getting out in the news. So people are paying attention. And I think that's the important piece, is when we're reporting out on these tragedies, that we would be mindful to not talk about methods and specifics and also that it came out of nowhere, because there are signs. And I think that's some of the ways that, as I guess, allies, we can call people that are supportive of somebody maybe who has a mental illness, of knowing the warning signs and not being afraid to ask. It's not going to hurt the person who is having those suicidal thoughts. It's only going to allow them to feel safe in maybe talking about it more.
But I also think people who are starting to think that way also want to be asked. I think they may not talk about it at that point, but to know that someone cares enough to ask is huge in someone who's feeling alone or isolated. And it just, like, oh, someone does care about me. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I think, oh, somebody's okay to talk about it. Because normally, like you're saying, you know, death is not easy to talk about. We shy away from it, and we definitely shy away from talking about suicide. I know even my husband, when I'm doing the co-chair for the walk, I asked him to put one of the car magnets on his truck, and he's like, okay, you know, but it was like, well, what are people going to think? And, you know, he was even having this hesitation to even say that.
Do I want to be represented as some? Yeah,
yes.
I know.
It's like a taboo thing, but we have to talk about it. That's how we're going to save lives.
Yeah, I totally agree. Now, let's talk about this day, and then we'll take a break. But what are we going to find on this day, September 16th? And tell everybody where it's located. And all
yeah,
that.
So it's going to be at Constitution Park in Camarillo. Mm-hmm. Registration starts at 7:45 in the morning. Mm-hmm. And the walk should go until about 12. We have opening ceremonies, and then we have a resource fair. So we'll have different agencies available there. We'll have the Veterans Center there, Camarillo Hospice.
That's another thing. My son-in-law is a Marine. He's gone twice now, you know, huge, 4 years, both times. He's lost more friends as they came back who could not fit back into society, who had families, wives, kids. It just nothing, you know. And yes. So, yeah,
there's a huge stigma just in society alone about it and talking about it, but definitely amongst the military personnel, mm-hmm. because that's there. Certain things happen if they say that
PTSD,
they're struggling with this.
Yeah, there's just they can't get those thoughts out of their head, and they feel alone. again, yeah. they feel alone.
Well, so much of their, from talking to individuals, I don't want to generalize, but some individuals I talk to, you know, so much of their purpose is around their duties with the military. And if they say, I'm having these thoughts, you know, certain privileges are taken away from them that, you know, makes them not want to say, hey, I'm struggling.
I know. I think that that's very true with a lot of people, even in business. You have to be strong. You have to be positive. You have to, well, that's great. But what if you don't feel like it?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, and that's really, I want to bring awareness to that because I want to say it's okay. It's okay. Yes. We need help on an everyday level. We need help as you know, a support. Mm-hmm. We want to have those people around that are going to lift us up.
Yeah, especially for men, you know, because men are not necessarily encouraged to talk about their feelings.
Yes.
And that's the highest population that we have for suicides as white males. So
really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, yeah. That's scary. Will you stay with us? We're going to take a really quick break, but I'm really interested in talking about this. I think, seriously, this needs so much help. And I want people to not feel alone out there. I know that a lot of my listeners have reached out and some of their parents had committed suicide, and I know that we deal with it in our community, we deal with it in our family, and I just want to be a resource for my listeners for that. So I'm so grateful that you guys are here and that I could be a part of this. I'd love to give something away, and we've got some kettle corn. Have you ever had California kettle corn? Oh my God, so good. And I'd love to share that with everybody. I've got my name on it, and it's so good. So I'd love to give a bag of that away to some of our listeners out there. Call in right now at 805-419-0008. Stay with us. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We'll be right back.
I need a sign to let me know you're here. All of these lines are being crossed over the atmosphere.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
What does it mean to be human? Award-winning playwright Nick Payne of Constellations explores this question in the West Coast premiere of Incognito, playing at Rubicon Theater September 13th through October 1st. Directed by Indie Award-winning director Catherine Farmer of the Niebrock Trilogy, Incognito received an Outer Critics Circle Award nomination for Outstanding New Off-Broadway Play last year. Incognito will leave you thinking and feeling long after seeing this profoundly touching drama. Incognito runs Wednesdays through Sundays. For tickets, call 805-667-2900, 667-2900, or go to RubiconTheater.org.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show. Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for being here. I do want to remind you that if anything that we're talking about and you need help with, I definitely want to give out our phone number. I will help you find somebody to talk to. And of course, that phone number is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. I always want to say that, you know, never feel alone and that there's somebody out there. We all care about each other. So definitely reach out to somebody. We're talking with Destiny Foster. We're talking about Out of the Darkness Community Walk. And of course, that's American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. That's happening September 16th, Constitutional Park. Registration starts at 7:30 to 12. I'm hoping to be there. I really am. I really want to support this. I can't tell you. I kind of want to just, if it's okay with you, to talk about suicide, to talk about your dealings with it and maybe other dealings that you've had with other of your, you know, I know you confidentially can't talk about people, but mm-hmm. just to to let people know that their thoughts are not, they're not alone.
Yes, they definitely aren't alone. And that's something that on my personal journey, when I was having suicidal thoughts, I did feel alone. I felt like I couldn't talk to people, especially my family. I felt that they would be nervous and be scared that I was having those thoughts, and that I needed them to support me and not be afraid of what I was talking about. That's my personal experience. And so I didn't talk about it. And unfortunately, you know, I did attempt suicide. And fortunately, I'm here today
Thank
to
God,
talk about it.
Because you're amazing.
Thank you. Thank you.
You know? So if somebody was telling us that they wanted to hurt themselves or to kill themselves, what would be a good response? How do we respond to them?
I think it just be genuine, you know, honestly, it's
so that really scares me. Yes. I love you so much. I don't want you to hurt yourself. I want you to be here. Is there anything I can do to help you?
Perfect. Perfect. Yes. And, you know, it's being honest with them, but also letting them know you're here for them, you know, and it's being on their terms and not pleading with them. That's the most important thing, is sometimes we get in these, no, you have this to live for, you have that to live for. Let them talk and be there for them, and also get them hooked up for help, you know, either, whether
that be.
What is
help? Let's talk about that.
Yeah.
What can we do to help these people?
So I think if they're in immediate crisis, obviously, you know, if they have means and they've told you what their plan is and they have the means to carry out that plan, definitely call 911, even if you're not in the room with them and you're on the phone, or, you know, with kids nowadays, texting, those things. Also let them know we do, there is the National Prevention Suicide Prevention Lifeline that they can call 24/7, and that's 1-800-273-TALK. There is also the text line as well, and they can text TALK to 741-741. And they can get assistance 24/7 in immediate crisis. But the follow-up, if you do have somebody that's maybe not in immediate crisis, but they're having some suicidal thoughts, you know, get them into therapy. Let's, you know, get them help.
Is there therapy? Is there specialists that specialize in that?
I'm sure there are. Most therapists, it is something that the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention is working on, is pushing that there's mandatory training for this, because myself as an intern, it very minimal amount of hours did we have to have dedicated to suicide prevention. So definitely having more trainings. I know that the foundation does offer free trainings to anyone in the community, agencies that would like to have them. They have Talk Saves Lives, and also More Than Sad is what they're doing in the schools.
So I actually have a question. If somebody with your journey, had you talked to certain people, were there signs? Could someone have noticed that you were depressed? Could someone have noticed that you were
Good
thinking
question.
These type of things?
Yeah,
and what
and
were
I,
they?
I had a history of depression and had been in and out of therapy years prior to that. But yes, some of the signs for me personally, I started doing things that were out of character for me, like getting rid of my cell phone and having a landline. In 2010, that was unheard of. And
why did you do that? So people wouldn't be able to contact you?
Yeah, I don't know if I was intentionally thinking that way, but it was...
you wanted
I was,
to isolate yourself.
Yes, I was doing things that I was cutting myself off from people. I started giving things away, not even trying to sell things that were valuable, but just giving them away. I was reckless as far as relationships at that time in my life, and also like increased partying and things like that. So, and those were out of character for me in that amount
Did
of excess.
Did your parents pick up on any of this?
No, I lived alone, and about 3 hours away from where my family lives. My sister was close by, and, I'm not sure if she noticed. Afterwards, it kind of seemed like a shock to everyone, because I was always the strong person in my family. And I always felt like that commercial where that girl's in the grocery store and she's got the smiley face in front, but she's frowning behind. That's how I felt. I always had to put
you
a smile
front on.
Yes, always. And I always had to appear that I was strong and that everything was fine. And everything wasn't fine. And that's what I'm learning is, and throughout years of therapy following that, you know, is it's okay to say I'm not fine. And there are people out there that are okay to not be fine with you. And you don't have to feel strong for other people.
Wow. You know, what an awareness that you're bringing to, you know, my listeners. And I want to continue to do this because, like I said, I have experienced it firsthand and also with my, you know, some of my friends' kids. And what do you say? We're at a loss. We don't go to school to have children and learn how to do that, first of all. But then when it's, you know, they hit us up with something, you know, I don't want to live anymore. Like, what do you say that mm-hmm. to me? And where do you go for help? There's not a lot of help out there.
Yeah, there. Well, it seems that way. There is a lot of help out there. It may take time. It's going to be a journey. You know, it's not something that's a quick fix where I had suicidal thoughts one day and the next day I'm fine. And there isn't a magical pill for that. I'm still waiting for the one that's going to cure addiction. But it is.
Were you addicted?
No. But working
so that
addiction
was not your.
No.
Yeah.
No. But I did have a long, long history of depression. And thankfully, you know, today, like I said, it was 7 years ago, and I see it every day as a journey in my recovery. I'm never going to get comfortable. I'm never, oh, I'm cured. I'm fine. Help's always there, and we have to reach out and grab it.
Wow. Let's really quick talk about what are we going to find at that day, and for our listeners that are going through any problems, will they be able to have resources there?
Yes. So there's lots of community resources that will be available through the resource fair. But we also do have some volunteers at Camarillo Hospice and a couple other professionals in the area that are going to be there as emotional coaches. So it is a very moving day. We are going to have some speakers. I'm going to be there speaking about my my story, my personal journey, and then also we're going to have family members that have been affected by their family dying by suicide. They are going to be speaking. So it can be an emotional day, but it's overwhelming how much support is available and how all these people, no matter how you were affected by suicide, come together to fight this and to let people know there is help and we are here.
Wow. Destiny Foster, thank you so much. We're talking about Out of the Darkness Community Walk. And of course, that's September 16th, Constitution Park, 7:30. I'll have it on my newsletters. I hope that you pick up one of those or get that in your emails. And of course, I end all of our shows with a moment of happiness. You can't make positive changes for the rest of your life without an environmental that makes these choices easy, natural, and enjoyable. Stay with us. We'll be right back for the second half of the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life.
Took the midnight train.